This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hadi Matar, the suspect in the attack on Arthur Salman Rushdie at an event in New York State, has been charged with attempted murder and is being held without bond, the Chautauqua County District Attorney's Office said on Saturday. A preliminary law enforcement review of Matar's social media account showed he was sympathetic to Shiite extremism and Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. According to NBC New York, police said on Friday they had not established a motive for the attack on Rushdie. After hours of surgery, Rushdie remains in the hospital. His attack has been condemned by writers and politicians around the world as an assault on freedom of expression. Matar stabbed the Indian-born novelist in the neck and torso on stage at a lecture in New York State on Friday. Rushdie had spent years in hiding after Iran urged Muslims to kill him because of his writing. Several hardline Iranian newspapers poured praise on Saturday on the attacker. There was no official reaction yet in Iran regarding the attack. Veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga led Kenya's presidential race. Official election results showed Saturday, pushing Deputy President William Ruto into second place. With just over 26% of votes counted, Odinga had 54% and Ruto had 45%, according to results provided by the Kenyan Election Commission and displayed on a large screen at a national tallying center in the capital, Nairobi. Taliban fighters beat women protesters and fired into the air as they violently dispersed a rare rally in the Afghan capital, Kabul, days ahead of the first anniversary of the hardline Islamists' return to power. This is VOA News. China's most populous city, Shanghai, has extended its weekly COVID-19 test requirement and extended free testing until the end of September. In a bid to keep the virus in check, authorities announced on Saturday, citizens without a record of a nucleic acid test from within 7 days will be assigned a yellow code on Shanghai's health code system, the official notice said. A yellow code restricts access to some public venues. North Korea has dropped a face mask mandate and other social distancing rules as leader Kim Jong-un declared victory over COVID-19 this week, state media said Saturday, 3 months after its first acknowledgement of the virus outbreak in the isolated country. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of risking catastrophe by shelling Europe's largest nuclear power plant, occupied by Russian forces in a region expected to become one of the next big front lines of the war. Western countries have called for Moscow to withdraw its troops from the Zaporizhia plant, but there has been no sign so far of Russia agreeing to do that. The plant was captured by Russian forces in early March, but is still run by Ukrainian technicians. Firefighters have managed to halt the spread of a monster blaze in southwest France, allowing authorities to reopen a stretch of highway to traffic ahead of a busy travel weekend. Reinforcements from across Europe help local firefighters tackle the blaze, which has ravished forests in France's Gironde region since Tuesday and forced 10,000 people to evacuate their homes. The fire has been fanned by wind and scorching temperatures of up to 40 degrees Celsius in recent days. One person was killed and dozens were injured when high winds caused part of the main stage to collapse at a dance festival near the Spanish city of Valencia in the early hours of Saturday. Regional emergency services said other infrastructure was also damaged when gusts battered the Medusa Festival, a huge electronic music festival held over 6 days in the east coast town of Kulera. An Indian-administered Kashmir on Saturday sacked 4 government employees, citing their involvement in activities, quote, prejudicial to the interests of the security of the state, end quote. One of those dismissed is the son of the leader of a militant group fighting against India in the disputed Himalayan territory. For more news, please check us out online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.